All right. Okay. Hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me once again for this episode of Carnatic Angst. I have with me once again my teacher, friend, mentor, Gokul. Hi, Gokul. Thank you so much for joining me again on another episode.
Hi, Vivek. Nice to be part of this episode series, this discussion series again.
Fantastic. Yeah, really looking forward to this one. So so today, I think we agreed to discuss Maname Bhushanamu, this padam in Shankarabharanam. Do you want to say who the composer is?
Yeah, the composer as written is Govindasamy Aiyya.
Yeah, Govindasamy Aiyya. And we were discussing this in class like a few weeks ago. And right. I was just so deeply, deeply taken by the beauty of this padam. The vastness of it, the slowness, the speed, and really the chance for a student to practice all the different aesthetics, the vibrato, the gamaka, all the different things that we can incorporate in many other compositions of Shankarabharanam as well. That really caught my eye. Obviously, I'm sure we'll get to discussing that, but that's why I decided to do this one. So does that sound good?
In particular, there are a lot of phrases in this padam that one can incorporate while doing naraval. You know, we have discussed this high approach to singing compositions, but even naraval singing.
Can you say what high is once again for people who haven't heard the prior episode?
Approach, relax, give the space, you know, give a lot of you know, our guru says odukkal chedukkal, right? That is, it should not really fall on the beat, like try to be a little off beat. So keep it very melodically flowing, flowy nature, especially in the slower speed.
Right.
So that,
and yeah, so some characteristics of high would be, so you said, you know, definitely slower gait, taking your time with gamakas. For example, right. If there is a long slide, like a jaru, for example, a long slide, right. You don't need to go from the top note or the bottom note to the other note quickly. You can explore the space in the middle for correct. More. Correct. That's one characteristic. The other is like odukkal sadukkal would be like, not falling on the beat. That seems really, really key to this approach. The other is like, I think like an elephant type of...
Exactly.
Like there is a royalty to it.
Majestic.
Like, I'm unhurried. You know, I am the sovereign. Like I'm not moved by the mridangam or the violin, like are not moving me. I'm not hurried in one way or the other. I'm not trying to get to the end. I'm like exploring the space of what is already here. That attitude. So yeah, just for whoever hasn't heard that, we have discussed it before, but just wanted to, for the benefit of the audience, recap that. Go ahead.
Right. And one small, additional comment there. So you said you are the sovereign, not affected by whoever is playing or singing or performing with you. Not only that, you're not affected by anything in this approach. So that is the...
I think that just came out of my mouth. I just meant like not affected by, you know, even if the, you know, there's an audience in front of you that's like this, like, I guess everything comes into the, you can't be completely divorced from what is around you, right? Obviously.
Right.
But
right.
I guess the way to put it is like, it doesn't topple you, right?
Correct.
High is like, you are the sovereign.
You have full control of yourself.
Yeah. And the song is taking on its own gait. And you're just there in it. You know, it's like this.
Exactly.
River that is cut through the mountain. Right. You know, it's got its own gate there. Anyway, right. Yeah. So you were saying something about the high approach for this particular padam. That's where I took this detour into high itself. But please go ahead on that one.
So you see in this padam when we sing it, that you know, there is a lot of the gamakams that you mentioned, like jarus will be like the proportion, the time that you spend in the jaru will be very aesthetic. Likewise for, you know, all these kampita gamakams, you know, the vibratos and all that will be really aesthetic in this padam. It's a very nice, in my opinion, introductory padam. So once, you know, a student has learned many compositions, some weighty compositions and all that, and then when they're slowly getting introduced to, you know, this gait, this approach, the slower paces and all that, so then at that point, you know, introducing this padam can be a very very appropriate thing to do, so I think with that we should probably move on to the composition itself.
Sounds
and then
good.
There are, you know, a lot of things that are specific to this composition that will come out as we think.
Yeah, sounds good. With the introductory thing, the only comment I want to say before we start singing, and I think maybe you can start with the Pallavi, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say is like, so I haven't learned a lot of padams. Like generally, if you look at the full repertoire of like big padams, medium padams, chinna padams, you know, small padams. But I think what really struck me about this padam is like this, even though it is not too big, there is vast opportunity to really practice all the hard work that goes into, the, you know, training the voice. And it's not too complicated that you have to, you know, you have to focus on the material instead of the aesthetics and it is small enough that you can forget about all the complicated padam part and then just focus on the craft of
correct.
Okay, how to give the kampitam properly, how to give the jaru properly, how to give the slides, the vibrato, the udukalti, the high approach, the udukal chadukal, how many loops should be there in every kamaka. No, these kinds of things you can really drill it very hard. If you haven't had that much experience singing padams, this seems like a very good approach. So that's the only introductory comment I wanted to say before.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe one additional point, just a technical point about the composition itself. The composition starts from the Anupallavi. Hmm. So Maname Bhushanamu is the Anupallavi.
Like several padams.
Like various other padams. And then the Pallavi line is Manini. Vinaveda. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will get started with the Anupallavi Pallavi, and then Vivek, you can do the charanam.
Sounds good. And I'll mute myself so you can put the tambura on your side as well.
All right. Yeah, I have the tambura here. Can you hear it clearly? Okay.
Yeah, you can increase a little bit the tambura volume if you want. There we go. More than enough.
All right. Maname Bhushanamu manavatulakella maname bhushanamu manavatulakella I can't hear you.
Yeah, you're fine, Gokul. I only removed myself to put you center stage. It's okay.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so it felt like you suddenly disappeared.
No. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll start again then.
Yeah, sure.
Maname Bhushanamu Manava Tulakella maname bhushanamu manava tulakella maname bhushanamu manava tulakella maname bhushanamu manava tulakella manamedalina venugai praname miti kele manamedalina venugai praname miti kele manamedalina venugai praname miti kele mana medalina venugai praname miti kele mana medalina venugai Pranamme miti kele mana medalina venugai pranamme miti kele manini inaveda manda buddhi tore matlaga yunti ne atani to nenu matlaga yunti ne. So that was the Anupallavi and the Pallavi. Maname Bhushanam. Pallavi line is the Manini Vinaveda. So, few things to note from the Anupallavi. Maname. So, as you can see, the starting of this padam is very reminiscent of many other compositions. Akshaya Lingaibho. So, the approach is very similar. These padams, I don't exactly know the time frame when this particular padam was composed, whether it was before or after. I'm not sure, but it is true that this tune you'll find in many compositions, not only Muthuswami Dikshitar's Akshaylinga Vibho, even this Tyagaraja Swami's Manasu Swadhina.
Mm-hmm.
Manasu Swadhina, right? So that general structure is sort of like prevalent. And then later on, composers like Papanasam Shivan also have composed like that, right? Mahalakshmi Jaganmata. Okay, so this is a very standard tune in Shankarabharanam, tune for Shankarabharanam. And this padam starts there. But the one of the hallmarks of the starting of this padam is that maname. So those are things that one can take, even that vibrato in ma. In fact, throughout the padam you will see there are different types of madhyamam vibrato that are given. Ma. So this is very much on ma. Maname. And then manini vinaveda manda buddhi. So that is not exactly ma, but gama, right?
Yeah.
Ditone matla. So the ma that comes from ga. So all the beautiful shades of Shankarabharanam Madhyamam are sort of like embedded in these lines. And then of course, I think we should highlight that maname maname bhushanamu manava manava tulakella manameda mana medalina. So the timing of those sangatis, right? Mana meda mana mana meda lina venugai raname miti kele. So that high thing that I was telling, that we were discussing earlier, right? So just the relaxed way of singing these sangatis. Meeti, a little bit more vibrato, and then slowly going there. Kele pavarida. So that approach of singing, that is what is the high that
relaxed
we keep mentioning in our episodes.
Yeah.
So what else are you enchanted by?
So there's so much here. So first of all, thanks. That is such a beautiful rendition. So idla vandu, I think generally, Gokul, I think when we, this may be an unfair thing to ask of you especially, but when we talk about these things, right, like I want to also maybe show the alternative, you know, how else, as opposed to what, right? So that we know the difference when we approach it, what is actually changing, you know, in the two. So what I don't even want to say conventional approach. I just want to say like a more basic approach. Let's say
a more basic approach. Okay. That's a good way of
putting it. What might that sound like when we give some of these, point out some of these details in this particular padantara or this particular style, or like, let's say there's a high approach, right? Oh, high approach would be this, as opposed to like, how might a more basic approach sound like?
You can also probably talk about it. So, first thing will be the basic approach will probably lie a lot on the beat. Mana, mana me bhushanam, mana vatula kella, mana me bhushanam. So this is the basic approach. So everything will fall on the beat. There will be no voice modulations. Hmm. And then the anuswarams will be limited. Hmm. The way of giving anuswarams will be different. So
that's right.
Mana me bhushanam. So even that anuswaram will be on the beat. Tam, tam.
Exactly. I was going to talk about the placement of the anuswarams. How strange the placement of the anuswarams can be. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whereas for in this approach, mana me pause. Mana me bhushanamu sada. That way of giving anuswarams as double notes, it's a very vainika approach. Like, you know, people who play veena, many vainikas have followed that, including and not limited to our guru's guru KSN, KS Narayana Swami. His way of giving anuswarams is also like that, especially for ragams like Shankarabarnam, Kalyani.
Uh-huh.
Particularly like that, he will give.
Bhushanamu versus Bhushanamu.
Exactly. Yeah. And even that anuswaram, when you're going to the sa, you know, in our approach, we try to give a slight voice modulation. So that also helps a lot in enhancing the beauty of the expression. Bhushanamu. Instead of that, Bhushanamu.
Aha.
And one other thing to note, once you go to sa, we don't hold on sa there. Drop slightly.
Exactly.
Bhushanamu.
Exactly.
Manava. That manava also, the way we do the re is with modulation. And the type of modulation, it's not that it becomes light or anything like that, but you have to sort of like, you know, you make a mild modulation to emphasize that gamakam a little. So mana manava manava versus manava tu la kel la, pause and then la.
Also so seems like that re is like a little bit reduced. Just a little bit. And I think with the anuswaram point, Bhushanamu, that sa almost, you said you come down from the sa a little bit, that almost feels like there is a jantai going on there. Sa bhushana dani sa sa bhushanamu mana.
So, when you sang, I realized that we should note two things. So, one is that this is shana, that is an anuswaram. It's a definitive end, right? Which is very prevalent in Shankarabharam. We do that. The alternative, shana, that drop from there.
Pa.
You can't even define it. That's the beauty there. That you should just drop there.
It's like a blank drop.
And it's an approach that is prevalent in these compositions and in this in the style in particular.
Mm. Yeah.
All that contributes to that, you know, that vistaram, that high, taking the space, the relaxedness of the... So, if you see, the kala pramanam is not all that slow. It's not that you're slowing down the overall kala pramanam of the singing.
Mm.
But rather, it's, you know, these small things that you're exploring the space a little bit more and taking your time there, which contributes to giving the sense that maybe... We are singing slow.
Right. I think, you know, what's happening is like, in on a very crude analysis, what is happening is like there's redistribution, right? You're taking from some places and giving to others.
Right.
So what is happening there is, you're expanding, you're giving more there, you're giving more space there, and you're taking it away from that.
Right.
You don't have to give it that fast in the right. more basic approach. But it's taking here, from here, giving here, taking from here. There's a secret dance going on under the surface that, you know, very often, if you take the very basic approach, you don't actually have to think about all that, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So from my side, I think a couple of things I noticed, I actually wrote down. I can't remember exactly what I wanted to say. But mani. Oh, yeah, here. So, mani. Anga oru pause irukku.
Yeah.
So, mani ni, and that pause doesn't have to come on a straight note. It can come after like this questioning gamaka. Mani ni, and that ni reduces in volume as you go.
Right.
Mani, mani ni. It just fades out like that. It's
right.
You know, it's very mysterious. Mani ni, ina. Adukapra. Where is that Vina Veda coming from? Sava?
Exactly.
It's that, again, it faded out mysteriously and also starts mysteriously. Mani ni Vina Veda. Adhukapra? Manda Bhugudhi Pane. Anga Reva Sava?
Rida.
Pane. Again, mysteriously fades out. Adhukapra, the other thing I wanted to say is, So I think this happens a lot in Akshaya Dingabho, happens in many Shankarapatnam Kritis, but that it could have at just as easily without taking away much from the composition, the basic approach could have said, that would have been totally fine. That is a totally
correct.
Defensible and totally normal Shankarapatnam. But in this type of like very nuanced, a little bit more advanced rendition, I would say, is like this. Just adds so much, even though that note is barely audible.
Exactly. So that maga starting.
Yeah. So I really wanted to highlight that. Actually, it comes in Akshilingabho also, right?
Right. And that is the reason why it comes in all those compositions is that, you know, our guru has, you know, taken things from here and then it has...
Right,
so
right.
There is a spillover, right? There is a spillover benefit of learning all of this.
Absolutely.
And likewise, we do similar phrases even in our... Shri Kamalambikaya Katakshoka.
Oh yeah,
right.
Even in that
composition, we employ these techniques.
Maga, yeah, that very invisible.
It's
maga.
Very common. It is very common.
Yeah, right. Yeah, beautiful. So that's the other thing I wanted to highlight. அதுக்கப்புறம் எப்படி முடிக்கிறது
அப்புறம் ஒரு அனுசரம் கூட கொடுத்தா அழகா
அனுபல்லவி அண்ட் பல்லவி சோ லெட் மீ அட்டெம்ப்ட் த சரணம் இருகு பொருகு பார்த்த இத்தவுகனே Elji irugu parugu varte itavugane 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 elji sarazuni to pudu chalu pom man tene sarazuni to pudu chalu pom man tene sarasunito pudu talupam mantine sarasunito pudu talupam mantine marugela chenadula matalu ne ini ye ye marugela chenadula matalune ini arugela chenadula ma matalune viri marugela chenadula mata arugela chenadula madalune rini teravana pra pra teravana pra pra
bratuki tu
bra bratuki terakaye ikanele teravana pratukidu terakaye ikanele teravana pratukidu terakaye kanele teravana pratukidu terakaye ikanele teravana pratukidu terakaye ikanele teravana pratukidu terakaye ikanele manini vinaveda maldabugude matla பீனே அத்தனி தோ நேனு மட்லடகூட்டி
வெரி நைஸ். ஸோ அந்த யூ ஹவ் டு கீப் இன் மைண்ட் மருகேல தட் லைன் மருகேல சேனடுன மடலு நே அந்த நே வீணி ஸோ அது கண்டினியூஸா
பாட்டு மடலு
மடலு தெரகாய தெரவான பிரதூகீடு தெரகாய கீத பாடிட்டே போலாம் அது அப்படிலாம் அது. ஸோ இதில் வந்து இந்த ஸ்டார்டிங் அதுதான் ரொம்ப இந்த சேனல் இல்லையா இருகு பொருகு வார்த்த இதவுகனே மெஞ்சி இருகு அப்புறம் இருகு பொருகு வார்த்த இதவுகனே மெஞ்சி இருகு பொருகு வார்த்த இதனே நெஞ்சி சரது நீத்தோ பொந்து தாலு பொங் மண் ஸோ சங்கராபரணத்திலே வந்து யூனோ ஹோல்டிங் ஆன் தட் கா ஈவன் ஃபார் ஆலாப்பனா ஆர் வென் டூயிங் நர்வல் ஃபார் லைன்ஸ் தட் ஆர் நியர் தட் பஞ்சமம் லைக் யூனோ சாமகான சரோஜரணி த்ரீ ஆர் பதரி வண்ணம் மூல நக்ஷலிங் விபோ மெனி மெனி சச் தெர் ஆர் மெனி சச் லைன்ஸ் ரைட்
தீனபூவனி
ஏமி நேரமும் சங்கராச்சாரியம் பரம வாதம்
மூலாதாரசுத
ஸோ தட் பஞ்சமம் சென்ட்ரிக் லைன்ஸ் ஃபார் நர்வல் ஆல்சோ வைல் டூயிங் ஆலாப்பனம் around the panchamam region this approach of like if you just take a step back and you know take out the not only the actual details of the technical sangatis and all that from this time that we just sang irugu porugu line
right
just that approach the broad philosophical approach of holding on panchamam slowly going on to that daivatam and then showing that nishadam in different ways different ways of gliding from the pa to ma you know those kinds of phrases and approach to gamakams and anuswarams can just open up endless possibilities infinite possibilities for manodharmam in while singing ragam and while doing naraval tadara na mari tara So see, the in this approach, you can just keep singing and keep singing. You will not get bored. That is the beauty. Why don't you try a few phrases, just getting
inspired? Put it. Before that, I just want to say irugu porugu, just to underline that, where is the connection between that, what you just sang in irugu porugu, is like irugu, first pa porugu magamba pa vata sa pa ita
uga
so many different ways to come to pa. So many different routes.
Right. And then that double daivatam is so beautiful, no? Irugu porugu vata ita uga ita uga. Those different ways of singing. Adhe mari in the next line. Sarazu sarazu ni sarazu ni to to maga to. See the ways of singing, that ma maga to to to. அதுக்கெல்லாம் வித்தியாசம் இருக்கு பார்த்தியா. ஸோ இதில் வந்து நம்ம when you sing மனோதர்மம், you can
take show the different varieties. Since you put me on the spot, I need to sing that. So tatarina na na re 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 na.
So you can hold on pa a little bit more, like
even more.
And even that different ways of showing ma. Sadara na ra sadara na ma va da ba ma. Dari na 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 so that damakam based approach.
I see. But you want to stay on the pa among all the phrases, stay on pa for a long time, even within the phrase.
The pa karvai as much as possible. That is a very beautiful approach of in Shankarabharanam. Now one thing I want to highlight here, which I have been very deeply influenced by, is this it's a very popular recording these days, T. Vishwasar singing Viruttam. He also explores this Panchamam. He'll do a little bit of all of this
singing.
And then suddenly and he's doing Viruttam. Okay, and he'll give all of these. Right? Suddenly, he will show one flat nishadha, which is so amazing. He'll do that. And nishadha mandu oru oru flat nishadha mo rendu tharam kaamicha romba alaga irukum. Adu avaroda way of you know, exploring all the possibilities. Adu kandipa, you know, students of music who want to you know, understand the depths of Shankarabharanam should definitely listen to that called Pannen Unakkana.
Enadhu
Pannen oru
Pannen Unakkana.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll try to put a link in the show notes if it's available.
Yeah,
in YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Actually, I'm a huge advocate of that flat knee. Of course, you can't overdo it, but I think it's really beautiful when you show that in Shankarabharanam. Couple of things I wanted to say in this. So I already went over how so many phrases end in pa. In that, you know, it's a small study in by itself. Also, when you were singing, you talked about how many ma's. Actually, ma can also be nyasa. Pa can also be nyasa. Nyasa means ending note in the...
Right.
How do you balance?
You can give the car ways on the ma a little bit more. So, So, few loops you can give to show the beauty. And...
like that, yeah.
And then the hallmark of our guru style of singing, so go to going to that pa, like as you're going to the ma itself, you go to the pa. That is another, you can explore that beauty.
Oh my god, that reminds me of this phrase in Neelambari. Actually, we shouldn't get distracted.
Don't go to Neelambari.
Yeah, but after basically the substructure is the same, which is like you have this gamaka that ends in
the next
a flat note. A flat note. Yeah?
Correct.
Like and you can make it even more seamless.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you can make it making that going to that pa in a seamless fashion. Mm-hmm. That can be explored. And we demonstrated, you know, how the phrases from this line can be taken and you can get inspired and sing raga alapana. Likewise, if you start doing Naraval. Again, the possibilities are endless. So especially if it is a composition in Mishra Chapu like Akshaya Linga Vibho, with the line in Panchamam, then oh my gosh,
so close. Yeah,
so close. Badari vana mula naika sahita vada ivana mula naika sahita badari vana mula naika sahita vada ivana mula. That pa is so enticing in Shankarabharanam.
Yeah, it's also interesting how badari ivana is symmetrical in the same way iruku porugu. Irugu porugu badari vana badari vana. It's very parallel. It's pretty parallel. Yeah,
correct. So there is, you can take a lot from this composition for those purposes as well.
So in this same line, there are a couple of other things I wanted to highlight. So itavu, first of all, that da itself is really beautiful, as it has been all along in this copy.
Right.
அது ஆப்வியஸ்லி தட் இஸ் தேர் இன் எவ்ரி திங் பட் ஆல் யூனோ திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் ஸ்டைல் பட் that is also actually an example of that maga we were talking about
exactly.
with matlada but it is actually not this is the starting of the word it is between the phrase they have given that matlada
correct and another thing you just highlighted as you were singing I noted the different ways of singing ma I demonstrated right ma ma tari okay those things and also the flatter way
Chalu, first of all, chalu, where is it coming from? Again, mysteriously, right? Chalu pom mantine. Can you sing that once? Pom mantine.
Chalu pom mantine. Chalu pom mantine. Pama paga.
Yeah, so that pa kapra, the swara on top of pa, it could be da, it could be ni, right? Either pa, mar, right? It's an example of the closure, perhaps.
Exactly. Mar,
but it is also not clear which note that is, right? Pa,
right.
Mar,
right.
It could be da or ni, right?
Correct.
Very soft and the ti ne, like basically mar, por, mar, so that type of ma is the more kampitam on the ma itself rather
right.
than
right.
from ga or mixture of correct. Ga and ma correct. That kind of thing
and slowly transitioning to pa so that adds to the aesthetic way of seamlessly flowing to that next pa
chalu pa mar tine tine adu onnu adukapra chalu po martine the other is like actually Bindamma actually does a lot of this in her viritam I've done one session on viritam before that kanduga madakariya viritam similarly basically both types of mass can be right next to each other right so the chalu po that ma is there that ma is there they're all right next to each other there's one or two swaras in the middle avladha
right
but
right.
everything else is actually together all three types of swaras we get a lot of this in like different kamalamba kritis also where you know both types of mas will be right next to each other
right
katta bagatla it will be there yeah
right.
very very cool yeah
right
yeah so that's pretty much what I had so anything adhu apra after that it obviously comes in the can you sing that bra bra tu kidu
terakaya ikanele
not that one the one with the one that you corrected me before
right? yeah
chenadula
yeah marugela chenadula madalu ne vini marugela chenadula matalu ne vini அப்படி போறது
ஆஹா பியூட்டிஃபுல் சோ அதுல வந்து நட்டுல பேசிக்கலி டிராப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் லைக் வி டாக்ட் அபௌட் ஏ நட்டுல கம்மடலு நே நே அது யூனோ செதரி போறாப்ல இருக்குது அது இஸ்
யா அண்ட் ஆல்சோ தி எண்ட் அண்ட் தி ஃப்ரேஸ் எண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் தா இட் இஸ் நாட் வெரி
not as common. Right.
So that is something to.
Yeah. And finally. That's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to say, Gogul, finally, this ma, we were talking about giving the kampitam on the ma itself rather than on the ga and the ga ma mixture. Would you say that's fairly unique to this, or this either patantara or the style or something like that? Or do you find it anywhere?
So what example are you? What
that ma is not coming from ga. I think that seems, at least in your approach, it seems fairly unique. I don't encounter it as much.
Yeah, I have not seen that way, that approach. I mean, that particular phrasing I have not seen in other or heard in other compositions.
I don't know if that it also comes there.
Right.
Basically, I wanted to transition and talking about. So this seems very unique. Okay, this particular phrase, I haven't heard it a lot outside of your approach. And obviously, I think we've heard it in Brindama sometimes. Obviously, she has a big focus on kampitam on the note. Sometimes you can hear it in other ragas also, including Bhairavi actually. But I just want to say, like, how did you come to this style? Maybe if I can transition to, you know, just asking about how you chanced upon this. Like, I think. I learned a lot of these aesthetics from you, but specifically this one, like, to excavate that from what you hear, like, to, okay, Brindama and Namari Padra, we need to just, like, replicate it, okay? Or Kalyani Mami sings something like this, okay, we need to replicate it. How did you notice it, and what was your journey in, like, oh, I want to go learn this, A, B, I noticed it, and C, this is how do you replicate it? Like, those three things, can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you came to that, how you noticed it, and how people should go about trying to replicate it.
Right. So, yeah. First off, I think we have to keep in mind that no one can replicate any other musician. Sure, so, that is one thing you have to, like, just...
Right.
And if anyone is claiming to replicate any musician, then, you know, I think there is a problem. Because we are all humans. We have our own limitations, our, you know, voice structures, facial structures, jaw structures. Everything will change with all of that.
Right.
So with that, we should... That is...
More like learn rather than replicate. Yeah. It is learn.
And then, so when we say we are learning from someone, I think the goal should be that, you know, the goal should be to take the nectar from, you know, whatever is being sung. Hmm. And in that respect, you know, our guru, Kalyani Mami, was very helpful. Hmm. In the sense that she would actually explain to me the different, like just you said, you know, what is the normal approach? What is the special about this approach?
Right.
So a lot of these conversations we have had in class itself.
Of course, yeah.
You know, the way of giving vibrato, the way of giving anuswarams. And so forth. So that was one very good source of, you know, just being able to learn. And then, of course, you know, after a point in time, any musician has to sort of like sit down and like sort of contemplate things in their own mind, right? So they have to work out things in their own mind and see how these different ways of singing and these different aesthetics fit together. Because ultimately, you want to make sure, Vivek, that you know, when a person is singing, it doesn't come across as style X versus style Y versus style Z. In Tamil they say paalum thanniyum thaniya theriyakudadu.
It should it just comes very close one, because
it should be one wholesome, right? So everything feeds off of each other. So this approach, regardless of whether you are singing let's say Pallavi or you are singing padam, or you are singing composition, it has to come together. And that is the important message from the teachings of our guru as well as my uncle also. So if you look at their journeys,
Nevili Santana Gopalan, sir.
And if you look at their musical journeys, they have learned from multiple stalwarts.
Of course.
Okay, for example, our guru, Kalyani Sharma Mami, has learned from Shyamangudi, she has learned from K.S. Narayana Swami sir, she has learned from Brindamma. And in the university, she has also learned from
stalwarts
like C.S. Krishnayyar, who was the first guru of K.V. Narayana Swami.
Of course.
So all of those different approaches, and then everything has sort of like come together, right? There was an amalgamation, and what we got from her is that amalgamated product, right? So that is what we have to keep in mind, and it's very it is very interesting. You know, I have had many conversations with our guru, and never has she pointed out this is how Shyamangudi would sing. Like you won't have that. So there won't be a distinction between you know, what she learned from Shyamangudi sir or from C.S. Krishnayyar or from Brindamma. Everything will have the same underlying principles and concepts being implemented there.
Which is actually her underlying principles and concepts.
Exactly.
That are integrating everything.
That is integrating everything. And the same thing with my uncle also.
Right.
So when you listen to my uncle, you'll find a unique, like a nice blend of you know, approaches from, you know, Seshagopalan sir, the things he has learned from his first previous gurus. You know, one of them was a student of Alathur brothers, and then later on, you know, Shankarayyar Mama, and also there is a unique blend of all of that, right? So you won't be able to say, okay, this is Seshagopalan sir singing, and this is like Shankarayyar sir, approach and all that. So that I think we have to sort of keep in mind. So going back to your question of like how do you you know, sort of like work it out over time, the thing is you have to keep singing. I think that's the key. That is the there's no other way out. Like just keep singing and singing and singing. In fact, one of my very 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 first gurus, you know, when I learned basic Sarigama Padani, I first learned from my grandmother, and then for a brief period I had gone to, because I won't sit with my grandmother, so I went to another teacher. His name was M.S. Shankar. So the Shankaran sir, he used to tell me, Sanjeev, we used to call him Sanjeevi Shankaran. I don't know why Sanjeevi Shankaran, but anyway, but Shankaran Mama. And he used to tell me, and I was a kid, right, like eight or 9 years old. So he used to tell me, you should practice like a cow. Like the rumination of a cow.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever is being taught here, you know, listen to it, just take it and digest it in. So focus on repeating and replicating, as you mentioned, but go back home and then bring it out and, you know, keep chewing on it.
Yeah.
So, and that I think is really important. And, you know, in our present day context, it requires time. One has to like, you know, spend the time, first learn it. Learn a composition, and it should really not be for the sake of learning. Like you should just not do, okay, I finished learning this composition, oh, next time doing this. If that is approach to learning compositions, I feel like we are missing out a lot, because later we have to go back and then, you know, like sort of ruminate on them, keep thinking about, okay, what are the beautiful things that you can bring out in your own voice, you know, how can certain gamakams be sung in a way that you know, does not harm what you have learned, but embellishes it further. So those things, you know, one has to, I think, attend to.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I think. So that's really interesting. So for example, this closure of the throat thing. Would Mami actually, like you mentioned, Mami would sometimes point out, right? Like the explicitly tell you, oh, actually, Mami, one of Mami's favorite things to say is like, she'll sing one way and then she'll show the other way. And then she's like, adu tappu illa. She'll always say that, you know,
exactly. There's
nothing
exactly
wrong with this. This is also good. This is also good. And she'll be like, no, but this is the difference. I think the primary thing is to show you what is available, right? And then what you can do with your voice and what you want to do and what is appropriate for that particular spot, you know, all that, of course, that has to come from within. But Mami's task there was really to show, oh, this is available and this is how, this is this patam, for example, you know.
Exactly.
But for example, like this closing of the throat thing, right? Did Mami actually explicitly teach you that?
I don't remember now. If you ask me, I probably won't remember that. It's probably part of no rumination process, right?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
because so I remember you telling me this like 2012 probably, or 20, yeah, something like that. Some 2012, 2013 time frame.
Right.
You told me that and you were like, I call it this. I noticed mommy does this. And it felt to me that you had noticed this particular thing. You know, and that is always what's really fascinating. Of course, mommy solradhu onnu irukku. Like, what mommy says is one thing, right? Like, and then there is this rumination process that you're describing, where right. I feel like you have taken some, you've noticed some things that are perhaps under the surface, or you've given words or language to them, right? And part of what I'm trying to do in this podcast, like, just understand how, you know, all this wealth that is there, that's under the surface. That
right.
Very
right.
often it doesn't, you know, it doesn't get, there's not a language to discuss it, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I think some great contributions that we can do is like, as we learn, give the language to what we did, you know, so that others can come and then like also see, oh, who has gone on this journey before? Okay, they have left some guideposts, you know, like, oh, correct. You should do it like this. Close the throat. Oh, okay. And then this ma, this... That is so different from the other one. Actually, in you and right. Kamal, you were discussing this in Atana, I believe.
Right.
And we basically the same point, right? Giving from Ga is very different from giving from Ma, right? And right. I haven't, in at least in Shankarabharam, I haven't heard that a lot. And so leaving these guideposts, having a language for it, giving some direction to the people who come after you, right? And even for yourself, like to document, oh, this is how we give, Abdina. So that's one of the reasons I'm even doing this, you know, to right. capture all that right. somewhere. So that we can and, sit down and think about it. And
right, right. And one thing, yeah. While this is to be noted as maybe, you know, hopefully useful for others, we should also note that this is not the first time people are actually doing it. Have made attempts to document some of these ideas. I want to note at least two references or people that have actually done a lot of service in documenting some of these nuances. One is T. Vishwasar. Mm. It is unbelievable. If you get a hold on T. Vishwasar's notations, it's unbelievable. He has actually tried to notate every single thing. Mm. Because back in the day, during his times, recordings were not a thing. They were slowly coming in, and he did use some recordings to right. document Patantarams and all that. But in addition, he used very detailed notations, and especially that came in very handy when he wanted to transfer it to, people of other cultures and ethnicities right. coming to learn from him with no background in our system. So that is one. The other one, there is a very, very nice lecture demonstration by Dr. S. Soumya. Who has given a lecture demonstration on, you know, how these padams and javalis are sung and the nuances in them. So there she highlights some of those things that we were discussing earlier about the vibrato and the anuswaram, double note anuswaram. Mm-hmm. All those things have been highlighted as part of that series, as part of that particular lecture as well. So that is a very useful resource for students
specifically.
And, and the other, and just going back generally about, you know, how do you sort of like learn from a senior musician and all that. So my observation about at least myself, and I think in general, is that, and this is again, I'm just repeating what has been said before, if you learn using recordings in class, I think it disturbs your attention somehow. Because there is always, there is something going back in the back of your mind that, okay, I have, you know, I can go back and refer to it again. Whereas if you don't have a recording, it makes a big difference in the amount of attention you place. Mm-hmm. And this, even our guru Kalyani Mami used to say, like, you know, she would say, you know, I can, so when we would sing a padam, she would say, I can actually now remember, I can visualize Brindamma in front of me the day she taught me this. So that's how she would explain it. Because she also paid that much attention to the learning. And I think that's a very important aspect. And it comes from both, right? The teacher and the student. Like, you have to, even as a teacher, when you're teaching it, you have to have some patience to transfer these things because it takes time. And as a student, we have to make sure that we are not testing the patience of the teacher.
Right.
Because I think I've told this to you sometime when, so I used to, your mama is a good friend of everyone. Right? He speaks openly. So I've spent some time with him.
Natraj Sharma, mama. Yeah.
Just for those so reasons. I spent some time with him when we were in Coimbatore. So I had gone to Coimbatore where mommy was staying for a few weeks. And I stayed with them, mama and mommy, for almost a month. And so every day, mama and I would go for a walk. And he would tell me all old stories about Bombay, Bombay Music Circle, how it used to be, how competitive it used to be, and all that. So so once he told me that, in order to teach me the padams, mommy apparently, I never knew that. And mama told me, so do you know, Gokul, before teaching you, she starts writing notation early in the morning at 8 o'clock. And if it is Gokul's class, then she's like, she rewrites the notation. Like, she has already some notations, rough notations written. She rewrites them or she will overwrite. And I've seen this personally in some of her notation books. She would have like, whatever she has written many years ago, she'll like again write on it on the day of teaching. And she'll have like practiced it for many hours together before I showed up around. Class was usually 4 o'clock. I would come at 3 because I wanted to spend extra. And then she would know that also. And so she'll be ready by then. So that is the amount of like effort and commitment that a teacher also puts in to be able to share.
Uh-huh.
And so the least we can do, after having gotten all this wealth and treasure, is to, make sure that we are being true to what has been taken. Passing it on with integrity. Singing and passing it on with integrity. I think that's the... Otherwise, for any human, the conscience will hurt. Hmm. Honestly. After all, putting all that effort.
Right. Uh-huh. That's... What a blessing. What a beautiful story. Thanks for sharing that. Uh-huh. Mommy's dedication and your dedication is just beautiful. Beautiful to hear.
No, I mean, my dedication is nothing in front of mommy's and, the way... it all worked out. So, it's all her blessing, and that we are continuing to sing these compositions.
Yeah, it's a huge blessing for me to, learn that from you. So thank you as well for that.
And the other thing about, another point I wanted to make very quickly, about the seamlessness of the different approaches. So when you learn from different people, the integration, amalgamation of everything. Very interesting, anecdote. You might remember this, Vivek. So we learned together this Vidishakradula,
right,
in Yamuna Kalyani, right? You remember, and Mami has set that. So using T.K. Govindrao sir's notation,
right,
has been set.
Hmm.
And if you remember, I don't remember if you were in that class or anyway.
I was said, definitely in the class.
When we learned it, and then after that, I don't remember. Anyway, so then she mentioned very clearly, "Ida paadum bodhu nee adi nee paya nenachu paadu appdi." Which means what? When she said it, she has kept that Yamuna Kalyani flavor of Adini Pai.
Mm.
Why? And you can see that
in the phrases. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the listeners, so what Gokul said is like, think about Adini Pai when you sing Vidishakradulu, which is what Mami said. Essentially, to illustrate that it is that particular flavor of Yamuna Kalyani.
Right.
But it is also that is the intention, the original intention of how she said it.
Right.
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 Yeah.
And likewise for any of the Kamalamba Navavarna Kritis also that we sing, the embellishment she would give is very similar to what you would do in a padam. Mm. So especially after I learned padams like Pusadharamu and Yaar Poi Solluvar and all that, then Kamalambike, for example, when I learned from Mami, the way of singing that one, Mahaganapatim Vande, then naturally, that approach, the Gamakam style, the proportion of the Gamakam, Sanuswarams, those things, that Udukkal Chedukkal sort of like get inculcated.
They naturally get incorporated.
Yeah,
integrated. Exactly. Actually, I asked Mami the same question. Very similar. Like, mommy, these approaches are, you know, in some ways when you think about them, right, they're very diametrically opposed, right? Some of them are very by the book, and some of them are more like high and more relaxed and seamless, almost mysterious. Like, how did you integrate all that? And mommy's answer is like, they all also learn from each other sometimes.
Exactly.
They all learn from, you know, essentially like not to see it as diametrically opposed, but to see, imagine that they came from the same source and then do it. Right?
Right,
which is what you're kind of hinting at here. It's like, right, imagine that they're coming from, you know, yella ore source lende varapla, like, and then it naturally get incorporated.
Yeah, and there is no topic of even imagining. That is the fact. The source is the supreme truth, from where everything, that one supreme, from where everything, all the good stuff has come out, right? So there is no doubt about it. And that amount, that Advaitic view mommy had, when, and it also took a lot of maturity to be able to do that, in the sense that, you know, she learned from Narayana Swami sir while also learning from Brindama occasionally. And
it
also
couldn't have been easy, to be honest with you.
It was not easy.
They're very fundamental, like on the surface it looks like very diametrically opposed, like there's this very focused on the, you know, phraseology of the raga. For when I say phraseology, I mean swara. Like, the swaras should be like this. In Begada, you don't want the darisani that to come. Like, those kinds of, that approach on one end. And on the other end, you know, you have like, you know, pratimadivam can come in paras approach, right? That, how do you reconcile that? It
exactly.
It couldn't have been easy. And mommy has done all that work for us.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And and she's, she and also, there are many other people who, senior musicians, you know, who are examples for us, for how to not get disturbed by these differences in musicians. Right. So musicians are different and music is different.
Right.
So, you know, being able to separate the two is very important.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. But this has been a great, great, great discussion. So, yeah, thanks so much for spending all this time with me, Gokul, today.
Yeah, absolutely. Very happy to do this, Vivek. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then we'll continue next time. So until next time, thanks everyone for listening, and keep listening, and, you know, share with your friends. Until next time. Thank you.